The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us today. A beautiful day. I haven't been out yet, but it looks beautiful from inside. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming along. Thank you for being there. Thanks to the new listeners, as well as the old listeners, old-time listeners. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Awakened show. We wake you to a higher level of consciousness. We bring you to a place of realization, of knowing that you are the director of yourself, that there is life more than you know, that if you tap into the source of spirituality, you will grow and become wise and understand the truth of life as it was intended to be, not the truth others have told us. They've told us about our path and the trail that we should be on. They've guided us in a direction that favors them, and they convince us that this is the truth, and this is the only way, and this is the light. Is it true? Wake up to your own reality. Wake up to who you are. Tap into your source. Clearly understand that when you showed up here on this planet to assume the body that you're in, you came with all the instructions as to how to conduct yourself and to live and to be tolerant of everything that exists. Everything we talk about, about spirituality or philosophy, whichever way we go, it is provable, and it's not left to your own belief or to others' method or their method of understanding or your own method of understanding. Wake up and bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness and know that you are the God that exists. You are the driver of that vehicle. You are the one who makes the decision for yourself, should make the decisions for yourself, and understand that the path that you're on, if it's not serving you, there is a different, a better, more accurate way where you will find the truth with proof, where you will journey in a life of happiness and be free, and you will chase what matters to you the most, your life. You will step up and live as the God that you are. If there is another God out there, we're not aware of it. The only one that exists is you, and there is only one. There is only one. A lot of the groups claim that there is only one, so they acknowledge that. But the one is you, and we're all a part of it. We're all connected to it. We're all product of it. we live in the universe as well as the universe is within us. You are the source. Our intent is to wake you up. Wake up. Challenge the things that were told to you that you now have convinced yourself to be truth. Is it true? Is the fear you feel, is it real? The anger that you carry, where is it coming from? The animosity or the feel of superior or lesser, are they real? Or did you just convince yourself that they're real? Wake up. Open your eyes. Experience what is rightfully yours and your birthright. Know that we're all the same, from the same source, by the same method. Wake up. Learn to tap into what nature intended for us to be, our guiding light, our source, what we should connect to get our instinctive instructions for life. Take us closer to a path of knowing thyself, of knowing who you are, of knowing what your true purpose is. Wake up to that reality. Open your eyes. There isn't another person out there that could tell you your purpose or how to live. If they are trying to convince you, they themselves don't know the truth. Do you want to be taught by somebody who's not knowing of the truth? Wake up. Tap into your spirituality. Make meditation a part of your life. It opens you up to the universe. It opens you up to all that there is. It opens you up to the great wave that you're a part of. It opens you up to the family that you belong to, the human family, and how we should live among ourselves. Just wake up. Wake up. The method in which to do all this waking up is within you. You showed up with all the instructions needed to guide you through this journey. Wake up to that reality. Step into what is called the truth. If you have doubts, you may have spent too much time believing something else that you thought was the truth because someone else had told you that. No one can tell you your purpose. That was designed for you, by you. If someone is telling you that, they are misleading you. The unfortunate thing for a lot of us is that we spent so many years, maybe generations, of believing something. I'm asking you, is it true? And can you prove it? If it is the truth, you should have some proof, as opposed to just accepting it. If it is the truth, why are so many things going wrong? Why are the ones that's in our camp that's practicing the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth are so corrupt? We're often fall off the path. You need to know if it's true. And the only way to know if it's absolute truth is to have the proof. Wake up to that reality. I want to thank everybody who's listening today, coming to the show. Like I said, longtime listeners, new listeners, everybody from around the world that's listening to this program, welcome to Barrington Awaken. And for everyone, welcome home. I touched on a little bit about asking if the world has gone mad. Many years ago in school, we had debates on, is the world perfect? And I've always taken the side that says, yes, it is perfect. And of course, because it's a debate, we have others who didn't agree. I suppose there wouldn't have been a debate if we all agreed. However, is the world perfect? Yes, the world is perfect. If you don't think it's perfect, what exactly are you comparing it to? And how else should it be? When you look at the ocean, you have many, or the world in general, you have many different animals living among themselves. Every now and again, one will venture out into unknown areas, and they're in danger. It seems as if where you are in the world, that part of the world should be for you, and you've learned to be tolerant with others that are there. If, like that animal, you venture out into another part of the world, which isn't what you're familiar with, there's going to be a fight. If one group of fish should move from that part of the ocean into another part of the ocean, there's going to be a fight. For survival, or you might just be lunch, however it may be. I feel the world is perfect. I feel we are lacking the ability to learn how to be tolerant to each other, accepting each other as we should. We create situations for others to have difficult lives, where we have greed, where we try to prove our dominance. I believe with tolerance, if you learn to be tolerant, these things will disappear. And you could see the perfect world that you're a part of. And if the world is perfect, it makes you perfect. You may disagree based on what you have been believing for long periods of time, possibly generations. It's forever changing, and we have to adapt to the changes. If we ventured out of our corners and go into other areas, we have to learn how to be tolerant and be accepted. The world is perfect. We're just seeing the bad. And of course, with the media nowadays, you see the bad right away as it's happening. But the world is perfect. What's lacking is the ability to be tolerant. And that within itself could take, has been taking generations, decades, maybe hundreds of years of learning how to accept. The method in which you want to start this learning how to be tolerant is connecting yourself to nature's way of life. According to spirituality, it is the instructions or the manual of how one should live. You will have to tap into yourself and look at you and see if you're adding or subtracting to this chaos that you may see. Are you being tolerant? Are you accepting? But the world is perfect. We have walked away or led away or dragged away from the path that should have taught us how to be tolerant and accepting of everything. It's all being created the same way we've all were created the same way by the same method. Therefore, we have to be the same. What we need to do is learn how to be tolerant. Get back to the path of the spiritual way. Learn and accept spirituality. You already have it within you. Learn to connect and apply it. The spiritual journey through life will not leave you angry, won't make you angry or violent. You won't have hate or intolerance. You won't feel superior, and more importantly, you won't feel lesser. You are equal part of this equation. Your life matters the most. We encourage you to wake up, journey into the spiritual world. The God that exists is you. Wake up. Wake up. Challenge what somebody else has told you. And they're stating it's the facts, but they're not providing the proof. There is no proof to that method. Tap into the spiritual guidance, the spiritual way of life, and get your information instinctively as it was intended. You are the soul. You are connected to all that there is. Has the world gone mad? No. The world is perfect. If you're thinking it's not, what exactly are you comparing it to? Why are you doing the comparison? The repair, if you feel that there is a problem that needs to be repaired, the solution is within you. The method is waking up. Wake up is what we talk about. And we're raising you to a higher level of consciousness. If you were a part of the debate team, would you consider the world to be wrong? Or bad? Or mad? Most of those are relative to opinion, and you may choose it to be bad based on how it impacts your life, as equally as you would choose it to be good based on how it impacts your life. So it's relative to opinion. But the good still exists. When the clouds are out there, the sun is out there as well. In the moments of the cloud's existence, you might not see the sun, but be sure that it is still there, doing its job, what it was intended to do and what it's doing. On that day or days or months, the clouds may block the sun, but it doesn't stop the sun from doing what needs to be done, and it is still there, regardless of what's gotten in the middle of your vision and the sun itself, your path. Our quality in human beings are the same. The bad that you see in somebody, don't look, because you shouldn't be observing or judging, but whatever reflects itself as being bad, the good is still within. For some reason or another, they need to push the bad out or put it up front, feed that wolf that acts aggressively as opposed to the one who's very passive, and seek the truth of life. Call the observer if you want. But the quality that's within you is within everyone else. Label it good or label it bad, it still exists. We say wake up and choose the path of righteousness. Choose the path that will let you live happy as we are supposed to. Let we live free as we are supposed to. Choose the path that's going to connect you to nature's way. We were delivered here by that method. Why would we not get the instructions as how to live, or the manual, if you wish? Wake up, is what we're saying. Open your eyes. The world is not a bad place. There are many times that you go out there and say, oh, this is a cloudy day, it's an overcast day, or a dull-looking day, but it is still the day, and the sun is still shining, and the rivers are still flowing, and everything that exists that makes it this world will continue, because the world is perfect. We're going to take a second here to go through some emails.
All right. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You could write to us with a comment, a question, a thought process, anything at all. And our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Bruce wrote in, and all he says is, Happy Canada Day weekend to Barrington. That's from Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. Mary says, My purpose in life, how do I know? I've changed jobs 20 times. I've had several relationships. I've moved many times. I have driven several cars, and my hobbies change like I change my underwear. That's from Mary. What's her purpose? How does she know? Thank you, Mary. Donna said, The world is perfect, really, in your eyes, Barrington. I don't know anyone who thinks that. That's from Donna. Thank you, Donna. Let's see. Yep, and Fred says almost the same thing. He says, The world, I believe, is a good place and a bad place. It is in the eyes of the beholder. How you're brought up, where you live, your financial situation, your health, etc. That's from Fred. Gail wrote in and she says, I still don't know how to choose a path for my life. I'm 61 years old. I listen to your show often, but every day I have a change of heart about everything. That's from Gail. Harry wrote in and said, Happy Canada Day to you as well. Thank you, Harry. And Irene says, God exists in me in what way? I don't have superpowers to do anything. I tried to heal people. It didn't work. I tried to make money to help myself. It didn't work. So why is God in me? Isn't he supposed to be the extreme being? And that's from Irene. And I think that's back to you.
Okay. Thank you. For those that are wishing me Happy Canada Day, I have to apologize. Yesterday was Canada's 155th birthday as a nation. I just blew right past it and I didn't say anything. Happy Canada Day to everybody out there. Happy Canada Day. Hope you had a wonderful time and having a wonderful time and enjoying the long weekend. So I completely blew past that one. I have a note here that I'm supposed to address Canada Day, and I didn't, so I'm apologizing for that. Happy Canada Day to everybody, and thank you very much for that, Bruce, and who's it? Irene. So, you were saying, Irene, we're going to talk about how is God in you and all the things that you've done, and you don't see the prosperity of it. God, you are the God. You know, how do you apply yourself to the things that you want? And is the everything about you, you're made by God, you're a product of Him. I said in many of our shows that if you bake a cake and you put all the ingredients in the cake and you throw it in the oven, you saturate it properly, when you take it back out, every part of that cake has every part of the ingredients is that you've thrown in there. Therefore, you have to assume the planet or the universe were made from it. Therefore, we're part of it. And we are the God that exists, because the creator is you. The creator is myself. The creator is everybody. You are your own creator. You have created yourself. You are the God. The things that you have tried and they're not working, I can't tell you specifically as to why or how they have changed. What I can say is balance yourself very well with spiritual guidance and teaching, and it will take you down to the path of making perfection of everything that you seek. Make perfection of everything that you seek, but you have to know the method of getting to finding what is rightfully yours. What is your purpose? Why are you doing this? Spirituality will open the door to give you the wisdom that is required to do the job that you want to get done. If you wanted to learn how to be an electrician, I think at some point you have to go on the job and go to school, get the theory and apply it. And I'd be no good at doing it if I didn't do any of those necessary steps. Step into the spiritual world, learn the spiritual guidance, find your purpose, seek what it is. Find what it is that you're trying to seek or you're seeking. There's a phrase like that somewhere. You have to apply yourself and you have to know. Now, if you don't know where you're going, where are you going? That is what I find the most important thing, is to know thyself. And by knowing thyself, you can apply yourself to all these situations and come out with the best results. Tap into the spiritual existence of life. It is the water, the river, flowing into the ocean, the conduit that guides you to the truth and the light. And it's not what other people are telling you, it's what you have discovered for yourself. Know thyself. Learn your purpose. I hope I answered that for you. And I say, part of your question is why. Well, we are a part of all that there is. We're a part of all that exists. We cannot step out of the being God. You can't denounce it. You can't send it back. But a lot of us are not using it. We're throwing it in the closet. And we're not using it. I hope I answered that for you accurately, Irene. And everyone else who may have had the same question. And we tend to all have the same questions. Thank you very much, Harry. Wishing me a happy Canada Day. I appreciate that very well. Gail, you don't know your purpose or your path. And depending on what your purpose is, it's not guaranteed to hit you when you're 10 or when you're 15 or 20 or 60. Who knows? Your answer is only to you. And if your path was to be an awesome grandma, then guess what? You're getting real close to it, or to be a guide or a teacher. If your path was to teach people how to, you know, throw a football around, you might have gotten it in the younger days because you still have the physicality or the ability to do that. But if it was to be a senior representative from this, you won't get to it until that stage of life. You're never going to see over the fence until you're tall enough. So whatever the purpose is, whatever it is that you seek, or whatever your purpose in life is, you will find it. You will find it. At some point before you exit this body, you will find it. You may find that it was to be an awesome breakdancer, but you know, we got to this stage of our life and we can't do it anymore. Then you're coming back. And that's what I talk about all the time, about reincarnation, a redo, a do-over, rebirth, if you will. You will find a path. You will find the path. Fred, you thought that you say the world is good and bad, and you're absolutely right. There's good and bad in everything that we do and in everybody. The wolf that's within us, we have two, evil and not so evil, or evil and good, depending on how you label them, and whichever one you tend to want to feed, or whichever one you want to react to. You know, so the good is there, the bad is there. I appreciate you thinking or saying that everybody is exposed to good and bad, and it's how they react to it that will govern their lives. For some people, they're doing bad for so long, they just think it's good. But it's relevance today. Is it good for everybody? Is it good for nature? Is it good for the land? That's how you want to measure it. Or is it just good for you? You might just look at it that way and realize maybe it's not as good as you're thinking it is. People, and this goes back to saying the world is a perfect place, and I say that, and I will continue to say it, and you might not agree. A lot of people may not agree, but it is. Now, we've had many debates on this, and yes, we didn't always come out convincing the others that what they're seeing or what they're experiencing is actually good. We don't know our purpose. We don't know where we're going. We, as a general group of people, don't understand. And we see things as bad. We get scared. We get annoyed. You know, we're not very successful in things that we attempt to do. But because you don't truly understand what you're supposed to be doing, what exactly are you doing? If you want to know, you have to get into the information of it. You have to get into the spiritual existence. The information will present itself to you. Then you can clearly understand your purpose, where you're going, what you're supposed to be doing, what you should have done, or what you might be prepping yourself for time to come. You have to interpret all that exists with you and get the truth. And in doing that, you might want to be in the realm of spirituality. You do want to be in the path of spirituality. You do want to exist that way. People say the world is wrong. Is it? Are you comparing it to something else? And bring me the other world so I could do the comparison for myself. If it's not favoring you, or if you see it as bad, if it benefits you, you will say it's good. I had that question today. If it doesn't benefit you, you will say it's bad, which would leave good and bad to be relative to one's opinion. The world is perfect. And I say it all the time. The world is perfect. And we do live in a perfect world. A lot of people aren't saying that, according to the question, because they spent too much time believing something else. How should it be? You spend more than 39 years of your life believing something. You stop growing, and now you start living on memories. Things that you've done in the past work this way, so let me do it that way. Things that you've done in the past is working that way, so let me adapt to it. And we stop growing somewhere around 39, near there anyway, and we start living off our memory of what used to be. And that's dangerous. Wake up. Plant new seeds. Plant new things. If you plant a seed, it will grow. There's the proof. If you're telling me to wait until this life is over to appreciate life, well, that makes no sense. If you're saying be humble in this life so you can have a great seat in the next life, that makes no sense. Why didn't I just stay there? If you're telling me you have the method in which I should follow, you're wrong. Or Tom, Dick, or Harry should follow. You're also wrong, wrong, wrong. Every man, every person has their own path. You may have chosen to work as a team, but you do have your own purpose. In order to adapt and find this purpose, you have to open yourself to spirituality and allow that all what nature delivers become a part of you. It's in you. You just have to wake it up, log on, wake up. Mary, I sort of touched a little bit on what you're saying about not knowing your purpose. And again, I'm going to say, I can't tell you what that is either, and that is up to you. The journey towards it, though, is realizing who you are, knowing thyself. I said that earlier. And if you want to get there, and if you're willing to get there, and I appreciate you listening to the show, as you say you do often, if you want to get there and your intention is to get there, learn how to meditate and remove from your path what is not the truth. That is easy enough. Remove from the path what is not your truth. Remove from the path. And then what is left is the truth. And that's what we want to find. In finding your purpose, and yours cannot be identified by what that other person is doing over there across the bridge or on television or in a magazine somewhere or maybe at the end of a telephone conversation. It's not the same for you because you are different from that other person or those people. I need to explain the difference because we're all the same, but your ideas or what you want for yourself is different. So you may pray or wish or try everything, new job, new cars, new neighborhood. You change your occupation so many times. I think the reference was as frequent as you change your underwear. That's, we don't know which has been changed often. Anyway, the point being is that you need to know thyself. You need to know thyself. When we were kids, our parents put us into different sports to see which one grabbed us, or different activities to see which is the interest. A lot of the times, you know, the kids are not interested at all. However, you have to try different things for you to find out. But in the midst of trying, running around, trying to do all these things, know thyself. Know who you are. I cannot tell you your purpose. I could tell you the world is perfect. I could tell you if you open the door to spirituality and you walk in and you're willing to be open-minded, it will give you instructions that is required. The easiest method, and I've said that earlier, is through meditation or yoga, earlier shows. The door will open to you. Wake up. It may be difficult for a lot of us to turn around and start seeking another way of life because of how long we've been following this path, or how long we've been led on this path. We see all the time groups of people who has followed other people and it didn't work out good for them. The agenda from that so-called leader is hidden from you, or the intent. And for you to follow it blindly is wasting your time. If you've been doing it for a very long time, it is difficult to accept the fact that there is a different way, another method. If you've been doing it for a very long time, it is very difficult for you to accept that there could possibly be another method, because at this point you have completely convinced yourself you know the truth. So we're stuck. Do we know the truth? Do you know the truth? Or you've just been telling yourself that for a very long time, and now you have brought it into your realization. And this could be being afraid of something, accepting the fact that you might not be a great, you are greater or you're lesser, or because you can't do it. You might believe these things and take them into you so deep that at this point you feel you cannot remove them, or you cannot change the belief or the path. Well, guide it in a different direction. Open yourself to the acceptance of what nature has to offer, spirituality. It is the ocean of life. And whatever group that you're part of, it leads you to the ocean of life. When there's a fish living in the aquarium, they will stay in the aquarium and know it's a safe place. And you're crazy for wanting to venture out into the ocean where the fish that's in the ocean thinks you're completely flipped. Your cheese has melted off your crackers if you think your method is going to work for me. Open yourself to accepting the fact that there is another method. And your purpose and the truth will be revealed to you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for those emails, deep questions, and I hope I covered all of them. Hope I answered all of them. And thanks again to everybody who's wishing me a happy Canada Day, belated Canada Day. That was 2 days ago, yesterday, day before yesterday. Anyway, so moving on with the show, As the World Gone Mad is what we're talking about. A lot of people seem to think so. Some of the emails that I've had is suggested. But the world has changed because of ideas and because of what we've been doing and the leaders who are pulling this direction, pulling that direction, trying to get us into believing that their method is probably the best method. Where I'm saying, if you need to know what your method is, you need to connect. If you want to go online, I think you have to have Wi-Fi. If you want to do all these things, you have to connect. And you have to connect to get the information. The spiritual guide, we weren't sent here in a group to stand around like horses in a team or something like that, to stand around waiting for something to happen. We had an agenda. We have a purpose. Somewhere along the line at the gate, somebody intervened and said, no, it's this way, as opposed to it should have been that way. Because of how long we've been doing it, we've accepted the fact that the method or what was taught to us is the right way. But a lot of people were led into these groups of believers by force and held there by fear. If you don't think you're being held there by fear, imagine what it'd be like if you just step away from it. You will be deathly afraid. Then you are being held by the fear of it. And it's the fear of the unknown. If the truth is important to you, you might want to connect to a source that gives you instinctive information. Like the rest of the animals of this planet. Instinctive. When you're hearing or feeling that movement or that rumble in your gut, that is the instinctive information being delivered to you. When you have a thought about someone and all of a sudden they show up or you get a phone call from them or something happens, that is the information. You are connecting on your soul level, and you're getting a message that this person is or thing or item will come to pass soon enough, and then shortly after that it happens. How many times have you said, I was just talking about you yesterday or this morning or a minute ago, and you just show up? Well, it's not a coincidence. It is the way in which we were meant to communicate. And of course, if you're good at it, you'll be very, very tolerant, which is what we're talking about today, learning how to be tolerant. Instinctively, we should connect to nature's way. Wake up is what we talk about. Has the world gone mad? Very common phrase. No. There are cloudy days, and I said this earlier. But when the clouds clear, the sun shines, and it does what it does. And it will always do that. The intent, right now there's a lot of violence and a lot of robbery and a lot of bad things that are happening. And we need to get back to a point or get to a point where we're tolerant of everyone and accepting of everyone. that change is within every single one of us. Wake up to that realization. Open your eyes. Find the good, because that's all that there is. Find the love, because that's all that there is. The evil and the violence and the fear and the insecurity and the weakness, well, those things are sort of fabricated. Wake up. Open your eyes. You're listening to Barrington. Barrington Awaken. I have a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose in life, which is sort of what we talk about. Get on the path, wake up, and find your true purpose. That book is available to you at Amazon.com. You can check it out there. Barrington Awaken. You can contact me at awaken1308@gmail.com if you have a question you want an answer to, if you have something you want to say, anything at all, bring it. awaken1308@gmail.com. HEAMI, Barrington Awaken, is where you'll find our website. A lot of the information that are there. You can also be guided to the YouTube channel. That'll show you some of the shows that we've done. He am I, Barrington Awaken. That's the information is out there for you. Check out the shows. Every show that we've done is listed there. And you could go there and pick out your favorite topic and have a blast and learn a little bit. If you are intending to get on the spiritual path, you can find a lot of information out there, a lot of good information out there that's going to guide you to the path. Nobody's going to tell you how to act, to behave, or do whatever it is, what they're saying to you. These are the doors to step into learning of who you are and knowing thyself. Many books out there, many information, lots of information on everywhere. We're in the information world now. And if you are planning to journey into spirituality, there's many different methods in which you could take. Meditating is one of the best. Yoga is also good. Yoga is a physical form of your meditation. And if you do it often enough, it becomes your life and you're now in tune and you're connected. If you want to meditate, and I think it's amazing, if you could give yourself 3 minutes of 6 minutes of the day, 3 in the morning and 3 later on before you retire, you could learn to not have a thought by eliminating them one by one. One by one. And the more you practice eliminating the thoughts, you are going to get thoughts. That's what happens to people who meditate, but don't run down the rabbit hole with them. Don't follow it. Just let it go through. It's a thought. Oh, I forgot to buy eggs. Let it go. You know, I forgot to put gas in the car, pay that bill, or whatever it is that you do on a regular, or pick up the kids. I hope that's not one of the ones you forget. But whatever you do, you do not allow that thought to occupy the space for longer than it's necessary as it's passing through. You will have thoughts as you practice your meditation. This is what happens. If you walk outside in the rain, you're going to get hit by a raindrop. You know, this is just how life works. Allow the thoughts to go through. Don't dwell on them. Give yourself, if you're a beginner, a few minutes. You know, start with one if that's only the time you have. Extend it to 2, and then you extend it to 3. And keep going and keep going till you could do it for 3 hours or as long as you want to or need to. As you practice your meditating, it becomes a part of your life. You will be able to do this anytime, anywhere. But you have to start at a gradual pace to learn how to do it effectively. Like the baby had to learn how to crawl and then walk and eventually run and run very fast. Same concept falls true when we talk about your meditation practice. Just allow time to happen. Time is equal to space. Just allow time to happen, and eventually you will learn how to master it. You are well on your way. It'll guide you to the method in which you're supposed to live your human life. Allow it to happen. It will happen. Wake up. Have we got any more emails there? See, my time is running out.
Your time is running out. But let's see what we got here. Really quick, Paula wanted to say happy Canada weekend is well, but she also has a tagline. She says, how do we find our purpose? I have no idea how to do that. Mike wrote in, he says, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea. Do you think meditation would help that? That's from Mike. Amy says, is spirituality the same as religion? That's from Amy, and back to you.
Yes. That yes is from Mike. Is meditation to help your sleeping conditions? Absolutely. Meditation kind of just readjusts and realign you to life. It connects you to life. It connects you to all that there is. You're reconnecting to Earth. Everything that goes wrong within us is because we've fallen off the path. We take on unnecessary stress. We eat food that the body shouldn't be eating. And, you know, a lot of crazy things that happen. Well, meditation has been proven to be one of the most effective method to alleviate stress. And it will repair the body. The body is an awesome machine that knows how to fix itself if you give it the right tools, meaning sleep, rest, water, food, the whole nine yards. If you give it the right food, it will work. It will take care of itself. Sleep apnea, I've heard a lot about it, but I'm sure if you're allowing your body to realign to the method in which it should be, and yoga, physical yoga is also a great practice for that, but you allow yourself to connect yourself to the way that supposed to be, and check the food that you eat, because you're supposed to feed the body a very specific kind of food, and if you're not doing that, you may be doing harm to it. I don't know that you'd go to the automobile and pour Kool-Aid down the tank and expect it to perform the way it needs to perform or should perform. Same thing falls true with our bodies, but we tend to love Kool-Aid. Anyway, the point being is that you must give the body what is required for it to do the job that is necessary. And if you do meditate, it will alleviate a lot of your stress. More meditation, more time you're connecting to all that there is, and the body will reset itself the way it needs to. Sleep, eat properly, rest properly. Don't kill yourself with all the exercise. It's important, but it only covers about 15 to 20%. And the rest is about what you put into the body. So work and focus on what you're putting in. If you're trying to lose weight, and I say this all the time, forget about dieting, because you're telling the body to do something that it's not used to. Just go ahead and just learn to eat properly and make yourself, give yourself a course in a healthy, nutritious meal. And forget about dieting. It'll take care of itself. Because once you've aligned the body back where it's supposed to be, the extra pounds are going to be left, you know, left behind. And also, if you're underweight and you're trying to increase, the same thing falls true. So you have to be able to give the body what is required. I'm going really fast through this because I do want to get to answer the question, is religion the same as is spirituality the same as religion? Before I touch onto that, I want to tell Paula, thank you very much for wishing me a Canada Day, happy Canada Day. And finding your purpose, Paula, is learning how to find yourself. And if you know thyself, you will absolutely know your purpose. How do you find yourself? Well, start taking away the things that you don't enjoy, and then put yourself in a frame of mind to the things that you do enjoy, and you'll be moving towards your purpose, and happiness resides there. A good tip before you get into that journey, and this is for everybody, if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. Start there with trying to find out where you should be and what exactly is your purpose. That's for Paula. Now, is spirituality a religion? No. No, not even close. I think religion is something that was taught to us, and it didn't come from anywhere up there, down there, and around there. And by the way, let me say, there is no up there or down there. It's just here, and you're not going anywhere. You're just here. And I've said many times, you can't be hoping that you're going to get it into this place where you get along really well after this life and hold hands and sing good songs, camping songs. That won't happen. So this is not a religion. Spirituality. It is not a religion. It's the way of our existence. It's all that there is. It's a part of the universe. It's a part of us. It's a part of our existence. It's a part of what makes us who we are. We're part of it. It's a part of us. We're all one. We're connected to it. It's not a religion. Please don't confuse that. I think at some point in our existence, some group of people got together and built something and labeled it as religion. And before all this was done, we were living a very spiritual life among each other where there was tolerance and less violence and a more perfect looking world. Therefore, if we could resort ourselves back to that journey, to that space, you'll see clear differences between the religious groups and the spiritual group, between the religious group and life. How's that? Because spirituality is life. There is no practicing, just be. There's no devotion, just be. There's no paying down anything, just be. If it's teaching you to think that you're different than others or better than others or lesser than others, or the other group is not as good as you for whatever reason, or you're superior to them, it is guiding you in a path that is just crazy. Be who you are. Have you ever heard one mango tree said to the other mango tree, "My mangoes are better than yours"? Well, if trees could talk, I suppose they wouldn't, because they understand that they're all a part of this land. I'm saying wake up, and please don't confuse spirituality for a religion that is made up. Thank you, everybody. So I hope I ran through that really fast, and I'd love to have spent more time on talking about the differences between the spiritual way of life and the religious way of life. But I would like to say, though, the religious group, and I've said this many times, is like the river, and it should have guided you towards a spiritual existence of knowing who you are, knowing thyself. You had to have known that, but the river, all of them will flow into the ocean of spirituality. Every single river will flow into the ocean. That's what they do. These religions should have brought you to a realization that there is God, which is in you, that there is greatness and supreme. One caller said they don't have magic powers. You're alive and you're able to create that sentence and that statement. You do have magic powers. You have everything within you that exists in the universe. You can't make yourself disappear, because I don't know that it's humanly possible. That means we can't do it. Same way we can't travel at 50,000 miles an hour on our own unless we use a vehicle to take us there. We do have magic power, and I had forgot to address that, and we are awesome. We are perfect. We are smart, and we have all that it takes to live a very tolerant life. We do have superpowers. You breathe on your own when you're not consciously aware of it. You wake up on your own sometimes when you're not consciously aware of it. When it's time to go to the bathroom, you'll get up and go do it. Consciously, I hope. Now, the point being is that we do have superpowers, but if you think we can fly across the canyon or, lift a school bus over a swamp or something, no, we're not built that way. We're just human beings. And there's no such thing as black magic. And I'm going to talk about that a little later. But as the show comes to an end, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. I want to thank everybody who took their Sunday off, their day off, to come and hang out, their time off to come and hang out. Thank everyone who listens to the show on a regular. I love the support we get from you. I love the emails we get from you. And be here in the world of spirituality. Hang out here. You don't have to do much. You just have to stand here, and eventually it becomes you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.